Time to separate what is true from what is total BS on Fact or Fiction.
Choose wisely.
Here's Adam the Bull.
All right, it is Fact or Fiction time. And before we get it started, let me remind you that CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. And it's brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Anthony's going to join me back in New York. He's going to have a question or comment, and I am going to tell you whether it is fact or fiction. Anthony.
So Paul George is siding with Jimmy Butler in his saga with the Minnesota Timberwolves. George knows a thing or two about forcing your way out of a situation, as he went through a similar scenario with the Pacers during the summer of 2017. He said, quote, "I'm on Jimmy's side," adding, "I'm all for what Jimmy's trying to do over there. Fact or fiction, Jimmy Butler is in the right."
Fiction. He's acting like a fool. I understand he wants to be traded. Okay, you want to be traded. But that's not how it works. You can't, I mean, you're abusing your teammates. You're acting like a jerk. No, he's saying he's trying to motivate his teammates. That's ridiculous. They have a pretty good team. He wants to break it up. They don't want to get taken advantage of in a bad trade. They're trying to move him, I think. But and if they can't, they can't. He has a contract. He has to play there. He's not a free agent. If he was a free agent, then, you know, and he will be at the end of the next year. He can do whatever the hell he wants. But, you know, he's not making it any easier for them to trade him. And the way he's acted in that practice the other day was ridiculous.
Sticking with the NBA has had a nice amount of success expanding its brand internationally. Games across the pond and in China have helped this growing entity take on more of an international feel. And now a business group in Montreal is looking to capitalize on it by bringing a second NBA team to Canada. The business group is led by former federal cabinet minister and Senator Michael Fortier. And he said on Wednesday that he has spoken with NBA Commissioner Adam Silva, adding that his group has taken the decision to prepare for when expansion does take place. The group has been meeting with potential Canadian and foreign investors. Fact or fiction, Montreal would be a good market for an NBA franchise.
Wow. I'm really at a loss because I don't know. I don't know Montreal well enough. I mean, it's a big city. I'll say fact, but I don't think, only because I think Montreal is a big enough city that it might make sense, but I don't really honestly know what kind of passion there is for basketball there, so I'm really don't have a great answer. And I don't think the NBA should expand. If anything, they should take a team that's already somewhere and move it to Montreal or wherever. I don't have a problem with Montreal getting a team, but again, I don't really have a good feel for how passionate there is, what the passion level is for basketball in Montreal. But I will say that I don't think there should be expansion in the NBA. I don't think the only sport that I could see expanding or that would make any sense to expand is the NFL, and that even doesn't make sense because 32 is a perfect number. Baseball should not expand. Football, the only reason baseball could expand is because 32 teams would be a better number in terms of divisions, and you wouldn't have to do interleague all the time. You know, and you could go to like a football style four divisions in each league with four teams. But I don't know. I don't want to see it. I don't think it would be a good idea to expand in any sport right now.
Switching to the NFL, according to a report, multiple Giants have grown frustrated with what Eli Manning is doing under center. Quote, "Behind closed doors, several Giants players have expressed frustration with Manning's performance," according to sources. One player specifically commented recently about Manning's inability to do anything against cover two and zone defenses. Fact or fiction, Eli Manning is the Giants' biggest problem.
That's a fact. I know their offensive line is not great, but he's the biggest problem. Good quarterbacks can survive a shaky offensive line to some degree, and he makes the offensive line worse because he's totally immobile and he's not good. So, yeah, ultimately, he is their biggest problem. He's not their only problem, but he is their biggest problem. He stinks. Honestly, at this point, they should bench him and go with Kyle Lauletta, see what he's got, see if he has anything. And if not, I mean, the Giants are probably going to be a top five pick next year. Not probably. They'll definitely be a top five pick. And they'll draft a quarterback next year. You know, listen, I am always quarterback guy over running back guy. And I understand all the arguments that the Giants should have probably drafted a quarterback at two instead of Saquon Barkley. But Saquon Barkley's been so good. In the long run, the Giants are going to get their opportunity to quarterback next year, and they could end up, in theory, with a better quarterback than Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen or Josh Allen. I'm not a huge fan of any of those guys. I like Josh Rosen. I'm not a fan of Darnold and Josh Allen. I didn't think those guys were very good. We'll see if they are. We don't know. They couldn't get Baker Mayfield because he was already drafted one. So in the long run, this might work out. Again, even though I'm always go for a quarterback, they could have a high pick next year. Maybe the quarterback they get ends up being better than any of those guys, and they have Barkley. So even though it's bad for this year, in the long run, it might end up helping the Giants that they didn't take a quarterback. We'll see. Three years from now, we'll see. Was it a disaster what the Giants did? Because if they get a good quarterback next year, and then you have Beckham and Barkley, wow, they'll be dangerous.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Dak Prescott is not concerned with the outside criticism of his disappointing play and accuracy woes and leading the league's 29th-ranked pass offense through the first 5 weeks of the season. Quote, "I know I'm a better player mentally and physically than I was a year ago or 2 years ago," Prescott said. "I know I am better mentally. I see the defense. I know what is coming at me a lot more than I did my rookie year a lot more." Fact or fiction, Dak is the Cowboys' biggest problem.
Oh, that's fiction. He's not their biggest problem. Now, is he the long-term answer at the position? I think it's still unknown. He was very good as a rookie, very good. He was not as good last year. Wasn't terrible, but he wasn't that good. And so far this year, it's been a struggle, and it's been his worst year. So he's going backwards. But in his defense, I don't think the team is very good around him. The Cowboys are always overhyped. They have the worst group of pass catchers probably in the NFL. Certainly in the bottom two or three. And so, no, I don't think he's their biggest problem. I think Jerry Jones is a bigger problem. I think Jason Garrett's a bigger problem. I think the skill position players outside of Elliott are a bigger problem. I do not think Dak Prescott is their biggest problem. I still think he's a decent player. I don't think he's a great player. I think if you have the right – he's a quarterback that I think, you know, kind of like Alex Smith type, who's like, yeah, you can win if you have the right talent around him, but if you don't, you're not going to win. He's not terrible. He's not like – he should be a starter in the NFL. I just don't think he's a great quarterback, but I think he's still – I think he's better than he's performed. I think there's a middle ground between the last year and change and the first year. I think he'll find that and be a decent quarterback eventually. But Jerry Jones is a bad – I'm not going to say he's a bad owner, but he's a bad GM. They have a bad coach, and they don't have enough talent. So they're there's bigger problems in Dallas.
A former Shad Khan employee says that the owner plans to move the Jaguars to London. The ex-employee name is Craig Klein, and he alleges that Khan told him to keep quiet over his plans to buy Wembley Stadium and move the Jaguars to London in 2022. This is via The Telegraph. Khan is on the verge of purchasing the iconic stadium for $792.5 million, but the club denies any planned move. Fact or fiction, the Jags will move to London.
Well, first of all, that guy's a jerk for spilling the beans. If he asked you not to say anything, why would you say something? That's a real jerk move. But anyway, yeah, I'm buying it. I think it's just a matter of time before we have an NFL team. And Jacksonville doesn't appear to be a great market, although I never like to see team markets lose their teams. But I think London is a viable option. It seems like they draw well. Now, they do draw well, but it's different teams coming in. I'm not 100% sure how popular the game is in England, but I do know that it has grown, and it makes sense for the NFL to market. The NFL, by and large, is not as popular as the other American sports in other countries, unlike in this country, and that can only help. I wouldn't be surprised if eventually we saw teams in other countries as well.
And finally, Bull, a hologram of the late singer Amy Winehouse. She's going to tour in 2019. Some of her fans are not pleased. Of course, the British star died in 2011, and a hologram of her has been rumored since 2014. This time, it seems it's actually happening. Winehouse's father, Mitch Winehouse, said he's partnered with Base Hologram to do the tour. All of the money the family receives from the show will go to the Amy Winehouse Foundation. which was established after her death to help young people suffering from substance abuse and other challenges. He said, "Fact or fiction, Bull, you would spend money to see a hologram of one of your favorite musical artists on tour?"
No, fiction. This is creepy. I don't like it at all. I'm glad that they're trying to raise money for a good cause, find another way to do it. This is really creepy. And we got robots looking like humans now. We have so many things I could say here, but I won't. But no, I don't even know. I mean, I've heard of Amy Winehouse. I couldn't name one song that she made. I have no interest in her music personally, but I'm a big Billy Joel fan. And when he dies, I'm done seeing him in concert.
Now you know what's true and what's total BS.